Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A couple words. Abide. What does it mean to abide? It's not like we use that word very often, but if you've noticed this morning, there's been quite a few hymns, choir anthems, words that deal with abiding. Abiding, living into, being part of, holding in hope, abiding into. So we abide together. And then there's those words of, I am the vine and you are the branches. Vines and branches. A vine, as Lily pointed out, is kind of like a tree, and it's kind of like an S, as Carson said, as it winds its way around and holds those branches. And then the I am. I am, this is the last time that Jesus tells his disciples that I am. I am the true vine. I am the vine. So let's kind of look at all of that. A vine with its branches needs to be pruned at times. Lots of things need to be pruned in order for them to continue to grow, in order for them to become beautiful. Pruning helps us to move into that beauty of all that God has given us. So this week, I picked up a novel. I didn't even realize what it was about. And in this novel, it starts out describing to me how to prune vines and branches for growing grapes to make into wine. And they were very precise on how this happened. They didn't just go whack it off to prune it. They paid attention to the timing. They paid attention to the branch and where it was on the branch that cut it off. And then they were very tender on how they pruned it in order that it would grow and produce better fruit. It was kind of an aha moment as I began to really pay attention to the text this week. And then I was thinking of other ways of pruning. So the year before, the Ohio Conference Board of Directors had a tough decision to make, which we talked about, and as I was moderator, you heard me talk about, that we needed to prune one of our camps in order that we could become more beautiful in God's love of outdoor ministries. We couldn't support the two. So we pruned Pilgrim Hills after much conversation, paying attention to where the cut would be that it would make the most sense to do. And then yesterday, as I was at my cousin Bruce's 60th birthday surprise party, and my cousin Bruce is an interesting man. He has been deaf since the age of 4 from meningitis, and so he's been quite ill. So for them to have a surprise 60th birthday party, it was absolutely wonderful to get together with family and with his friends who are all deaf. And so my cousins and I were talking, and his older brother, Tom, he's past president of his United Church of Christ congregation in New Bremen, Ohio. And we were talking about all different kinds of things, and I kind of said, well, I need to continue to get my sermon together, and I've been thinking about it. And so we talked about pruning. They're farmers, so they understand pruning. But This surprised me. When I was talking to Tom, he said, well, when I was president of the congregation, we needed to make some decisions in order to move into being the church that God is calling us to be. And so as the president, I had to make some really hard decisions, and I had to go to our volunteer junior choir director and say, who happened to be my best friend's daughter, and say, I need you not to do this anymore, because we're going to hire someone in to do three different ministries in order to continue to grow the ministry that God is calling us to do. It was a pruning. And it was done in care and love and compassion. Pruning helps us to grow into the beauty and the juiciness of the grapes that God is calling us to be. I am the vine, you are the branches. And pruning needs to happen in order to grow in faith, in love, in fruit, in beauty. I always used to wonder why we deadheaded those flowers. Like, they're not going to come back. Oh no, they come back more beautiful. So we need to look at ourselves at times and prune out those things that are taking us away from God. So we have the I am the vine, you are the branches. We have the pruning. And the third part of the text has to do with community. You see, when pruning is done in community, the community of God's love and grace, growth happens. So a couple stories about community. One of my communities was my seminary classmates. So on June 19th, 1988, I was ordained into the Christian faith in the United Church of Christ. And many of my classmates were ordained between June and August of that year. 30 years ago. That just hit me. But 30 years ago. That community of my seminary classmates is a community that continues to challenge and prune and grow together. It's not a group that after we got finished with classes and we all went to our own calls that we had, that we forgot about one another. Being in that community has challenged me and pruned me at times when I needed to be pruned so that I could grow stronger in faith and love and hope and my calling. So 30 years of growing in community. So what about some other communities? Well, we have the Community of Grace United Church of Christ, which showed yesterday with a lot of help of finding ways to live into the mission that we are, of being together and having a rummage sale, something new that we hadn't done before, and having people work together in the community of God's love. I am the vine, you are the branches. As branches, we worked together for a common mission of hope and love and growth. Family, at times, is a community. Getting together yesterday, there with five, because I was one, of my cousins and their spouses, is a community that happened with faith and laughter and love. And it was a way to renew God's love in each one of us gathered there. The stories that my cousin, the storyteller, tells, as he tried to convince his three brothers and my other cousin and myself that were there, as he tried to convince us that we were related to Eisenhower. Now, the story went that we have an Uncle Ed. Now, Uncle Ed, I don't know that it's actually an uncle. My grandpa Clarence went to Nebraska when he was a young man and worked for Ed. He was some kind of relative. But grandpa always called him Uncle Ed. I never knew that his last name was Eisenhower because it was Uncle Ed and it was the Nebraska relatives. So yesterday in this community of laughter and love, Tom tried to convince us that we were related to Eisenhower. It's a community of faith and hope, of I am the vine, you are the branches. The branches of family that were gathered together in love and laughter. How we continue to grow and be Grace United Church of Christ in this place at this time means at times we need to prune carefully with love and with hope, as that vine was pruned for the grapes to make juicy wine. We too need to prune and grow in love, in the community of God's wonderful love that fills us. I am the vine, you are the branches. Jesus is our vine that causes us to be the branches together in hope and love and grace. I hope you will continue to show me and love with me and be in this community of wonderful, faith-filled love of God together. I am the vine, you are the branches. Amen.